Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is, do I not have it? Today's show is titled, Seven Steps to Conscious Creativity. One of the reasons that we want to talk about creativity is simple. Whenever you start a business or you want to think about being an entrepreneur, you need to look at your creative aspects. How creative are you? Do you have what it takes to work with people on an ongoing basis? One of the things that people don't always think about is that being creative can also be learned. It does not have to be a situation where, okay. One of the things you need to do is break out of your established patterns, eliminate your life. Okay, we are going to start over here and talk about seven steps to conscious creativity. And we are going to look at ways that you can okay, now, we're going to start over, and I would like to welcome you to Live Without Limits, and today's show is titled Seven Steps to Conscious Creativity. There is a fountain of youth. It is your mind, your talents, the creativity that you bring to life, and the lives of people that you love. When you learn to tap into this source, you will truly have defeated age. And why is creativity important? Simple. Because whenever you are looking at building a business, you have to be creative. And if you are not creative, you need to bring someone on board that has creative ideas that can really help you get your business to the next level. Because, you know, the biggest thing that people don't realize is we each have strengths and weaknesses. And where we can be someone that's very creative and see the whole picture and know what we want to do, we may not be able to put it into action. And then you may be the person that can put it into action, but you may not have all the creative ideas. So if you have a mentor or someone that you work with that can help you bring out that creativity, then it only that and that alone can really get you to where you truly want to be. So the seven steps to conscious creativity: break out of your established pattern, eliminate your life with imagination, and look at your world in new ways. Now, as young children, we can imagine, we can have creative ideas, but once you enter school and you have to follow a steady pattern, then a lot of people forget all that creativity and the thought patterns that they have as children. So how do you become that which you aren't and make it all work? So seek variety. Creativity involves breaking out of established patterns in order to look at things in a different way. Variety is the spice of life. Shaping things up can expand your perspective, allowing you to experience things in an entirely new way. For many people, new experiences are ultimate sources for creativity. Fresh perspective. Open your mind, leaving plenty of room for creation. So, go on, give your day some flavor. Try this. Build in fluff of time in your daily schedule and allow yourself to get curious along the way. Take a different route home from work or a different running trail or pay attention to the newness around you. Be aware of what's going on around you and get in on the fun. Incorporate change and variety into your life and watch yourself open and expand. So, as you can see, if you can be creative in almost anything you do, and you know the problem is behaviors become routine. We have set patterns. Sometimes you literally have to break out of those set patterns to break the routine and the monotony of life. So pick up a pen or whatever your tool is. You can't try to do things. You simply must do things. To begin, begin. This is the key to getting started with a creative project. Remember, it isn't a business plan or a to-do list. It's a journey of self-expression. And in order to go deep, you simply have to start digging. Try this. Next time you want to be creative, simply pick up your tool and begin. Whether it's doodling, brain jumping, or splashing paint all over a canvas, in the walls and floor, let yourself go. No inhibitions, no hesitations, just pure creation. Think about it. What does a toddler do? In their mind, they're so open because everything is new to them and they're learning. And they are very creative. So how do you tap into that creativity that you had as a toddler and make it work for you? Express and accept yourself. In other words, for creativity is courage. So many times, the idea of expressing ourselves is appealing, but the act can be daunting. Many of us judge our work before we even get it onto paper for fear of how others will see it or what it will mean once it's out. This is the surest way to kill an idea before it's even born. The surest way and the essence of creativity is unlimited self-expression. We must allow ourselves to open up and, exactly as we are, and fearless creative from the deepest source of us. Try this. As you begin a project, fully acknowledge and understand that you are creating for your own sake and no one else's. You don't have to share the end result with anyone. It exists just for you. Commit to dancing as if no one is watching. Then begin and pour everything you are into it. Get it all out. Sometimes you've got to let everything go. Purge yourself. If you are unhappy with anything, whatever is bringing you down, get rid of it. Because you'll find that when you're free, Your true creativity, your true self comes out. Creation comes from emotion. It is one of the purest forms of self-expression. When you have something inside of you, use it in your art. Release it. Allow yourself to leave it all on the table. Squeeze out every last drop. Free yourself and be amazed by what you produce in the process. Try this. Give yourself freedom of time and space with your next creative project. If that means staying up late after the kids go to bed, then so be it. Limitations can hinder imagination, so don't limit yourself. Sometimes freedom can be key to freeing creativity. Here's another suggestion. If you are stuck in your creativity and you have young children, look at them. Watch how creative they are when they're playing in the sand or when they're playing in the dirt. The idea is to learn, to watch, to see that those people who are creative are people who are used to being creative. An artist is creative. An actor is creative because, and for some actors, it's such a natural talent that you just don't even realize when they're acting. And for others, it's very much a learned behavior. So, if you are not creative, get around people who are creative and watch them. Watch the things they do. Watch how they come out and open up for you so you can open up your behavior patterns and learn to bring up that creativity that you had as a child. Use your body. Emotion comes from motion. Emotion is the body's language. Learn to speak it. Generate movement in your body, in your life. Wake up to yourself. Use your being to create emotion and generate emotion. Then express those feelings. Try this. Throw yourself a solo dance party. Turn on some of your favorite music and completely let go. Just move. Let the energy build inside you and feel yourself moving with the beat. Feel the motion, creating emotion inside yourself. Turn on the tunes. Music and rhythm find their way into the secret place of the soul. Music connects us with the deeper part of ourselves. It wakes us up to our experience and completely change our state of being. We can use music to tap into the depths of our thoughts, emotions, and imagination. Try this. Give your life a soundtrack. Give yourself a reason to crank up some noise. Move your body and let out your voice. Whether at work, in the car, painting, or cleaning, put your whole life to a beat. If you have nothing to create, create yourself. Imagine. Our imagination files. We are its shadow on the earth. Maybe you're not the greatest painter, writer, or chef, but the beauty of life, especially consciously designed, one is that you can be anything your mind can imagine. Your mind can create. You can choose to implement something into your life and make it a practice. So let yourself and your imagination fly and learn to become its shadow. Try this. Identify some creative endeavors that you enjoy. Forget about the weather. You're good at them or not. The purpose of art is to get in touch with a deeper part of yourself. What methods do you feel allow you to do that? List some of them and begin practicing them on a regular basis. Do you have another tip of conscious creativity? How do you connect with your source? What are your greatest creative talents? And how do you harness them to continually improve your life? What does creativity mean to you? And one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about creativity is simple. Some people are very creative with their lives. They can do things that they don't always know where they are and what they're doing and how and where they should be. So what we need to do is think about all of those things that you do that are creative in your lifetime. How are you creative, and how do you do those things that truly get you what you truly want in life? And how can you bring all of that together and make it all work for you in a way that can help you be creative? And if you are not a creative person, think and watch people who are creative and think about how you can develop your creativity. And think about all of your maybe it's what you need to do is first, if you have a child, watch them. Watch the things they do and how they do it. And think about all of those things that you can do that can truly help develop some of your creative abilities. And one of the things that we don't always think about is that creativity is something that doesn't have inborn. It's also something that you can build and learn. And the main way in which being able to develop a creative approach to your studies will benefit you is that it will help you to solve problems of every kind by thinking of a variety of approaches to tackling your problems. It does not matter whether you are working on an essay or philosophy or nutritional program or a food science course, a complete legal argument. And one of the reasons that we need to learn to be creative is you got to think about it. Young children, they are very creative. Their mind is open to all the possibilities. What happens is as you grow older, as you get educated, you begin to your personality comes out. But unless it's your natural ability to be creative, it's not always a natural way for you to do things. So it's what you need to do is look at how you can become creative in your life. So one of the things you may need to do is to avoid a fixed mindset. If you are faced with a problem of any kind, having a fixed mindset can be limiting. Supposing you were following a recipe to prepare a special meal and you found that you were missing one ingredient. You could limit your options by abandoning the recipe to cook something different. If you decided to take the problem from several angles, you could look around the kitchen and see what else is a good substitute ingredient. You could ask a neighbor or a friend if they could spare you some of the missing ingredients. Or you could decide to go out for a meal instead. So, What stops you from being creative? It can be a difference in being creative because there are several barriers to creativity. We are generally taught that rational, scientific, and logical approaches to learning, thinking, deciding, and choosing are the only valid methods. How often is the criticism, "You are just not being rational," or something similar used in the argument or debate? Most of the education we receive is based on rational, scientific approach. In many situations, it is extremely useful and quite right to take a rational approach, but it's not always the only or the best way to view the situation. So, let's look at what it is. So, when you think about that children and young children are very creative until they get into school and they begin to live a more structured environment, then what happens? It kind of gets you away from being creative and thinking outside the box. So what we're talking about is how do you begin to learn to think outside the box? Because, you know, when you go to work for someone, you have to work in a very structured environment. But as an entrepreneur, you have to be creative. You have to figure out how you're going to market your business, how you're going to do the things that are going to gain you the financial stability that you want. So, what stops you from being creative? And here are some characteristics of creative thinking. Logical, rational thinking is important. Someone has estimated that good thinking will only be 5% creative, though it is hard to imagine how such a figure was arrived at. If creativity is 5%, it is a very precious 5%. Creative thinking is characterized by the following qualities and behaviors. Looks for questions rather than answers. Diverges, allowing the thoughts to go in many directions. Seeks views and ideas. Thinks by taking leaps in different directions rather than sequences of logical steps. Is open-minded. If other people describe you as behaving like this, then you are already employing creative thinking, divergent and convergent thinking. These describe ways of thinking that you probably apply all the time. Picture a river, delta, and little waterways going off in many directions, and you are picturing divergent thinking. Remember, divergent thinking is one of the characteristics of creativity. Picture an umbrella as you fold it up and all the spokes that were pointing in different directions move towards a central point, and you are picturing convergent thinking. When you are using divergent thinking, you are broadening your scope and drawing in as many ideas as you can. When you employ divergent thinking, you are drawing your thoughts together to focus on a specific point. So, when you consider all of this and you look at all of these things, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about becoming creative. And for so many of us, we do not realize how we get away from that creativity that we had as a child. Now, you do have many people that at the same time, they tend to think very creatively because they've never gotten out of that childlike thinking. And in a way, they have never grown up and matured. And at the same time, the idea is to grow up and mature and still hold on to those creative ideas. For some people, they never lose that. And they can be creative, whether it's writing a book or it's writing a newsletter or whether it's thinking outside the box when it comes to employment. We all need to tap into and learn how to tap into all of our creative awareness that we have in life. We don't always think about how we lose that creativity as we get older. And the idea of what I want you to do today is to get back and think back to those times when you were still creative and you knew how to expand and grow and think outside the box and come up with new ways of doing things instead of becoming the one who just follows the leader. And here's another thing to think about. If you are someone who strictly goes by the book, then you are someone who has lost your creativity, or you may not ever have really truly embraced that side of yourself, because we all have all these behaviors within us. It's just that some are more dominant than others. And for some people who are very creative, they have those stronger personalities that they can see the whole picture. They can look at things. They can imagine things. They can see the end result. And it's just that it may not be your strength. So if you can find someone who has a strength in being creative, get with them. Find out what makes them creative. Find out how you can tap into that side of yourself that you had as a young child that helped you become very creative in the things you chose to do with yourself. And I would like to remind you that if you are looking for an opportunity to build a business and you don't know how to tap into that creativity, or you don't understand where your creativity comes from, then as a coaching, as a career coach, as a life coach, I can help you look into and tap into those aspects of yourself. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. Yes. You hear from me. Okay, just a minute, because you're very early. I'll be right out. Bye.